Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
One, I think people know we've had a lack of rain in Florida over the past many months. We usually have a dry season in the winter and spring, but it's been a lot drier than usual. A lot of the places bone dry, and it has caused the outbreak or facilitated the outbreak of a lot of these fires. And so we declared a state of emergency on that.
Yeah, it's been all over the state. You see the news. It's a historic drought. I mean, it's ridiculous and, you know, bad for the wildfires, but also bad for the farming. Gosh, it's almost a month since we talked to Ryan Jenkins, and he told us it was bad a month ago. Like, they were telling me, you know, our farmer in Jay, Florida, and he was saying the drought is killing them. It's trying to be, you know, they want it to be planting season, and they can't till the ground, so they can't plant the crops. And even if they did, there's not enough water for them to grow. So this is really, really bad. You know, if you're a praying person, and I hope that you are, you could pray for rain. Rain for the farmers, rain for keeping us from having these fires. We had a fire yesterday on Scenic, you know, in that vicinity. So it's really a mess. Governor DeSantis yesterday talking about property taxes and special session toward the end of a press conference. It was primarily about him signing this anti-DEI law for local governments.
We talked about property tax reform. It didn't happen in the regular legislative session. The House had some ideas moving forward. The Senate didn't move the same ideas forward. Do you think that's going to get done during a special,
not this coming one, but a yes.
If you didn't hear the question, talking about property taxes, is it going to get done during a special session as opposed to, well, it obviously did not get done during the regular session.
A special, not this coming one, but a yes, it will. We've been working with legislators on this. Obviously, I have a role in terms of being governor and talking to the public about it, but I don't have any authority to put it on the ballot. It's got to go through both houses of the legislature. You need 60% of each house. And I know the House took up some stuff, and I've given them credit for doing that.
Wait, what? What? The House has taken up some stuff on property taxes, which they did. They took up like six different measures and they wound up passing one, and it died for total neglect in the Senate and no attention from the governor. Say it again.
And I know the House took up some stuff, and I've given them credit for doing that.
Is this upside down opposite day liar's world? I've given them credit for that. He's done nothing but attack the House consistently for their failure to do what he wants, especially on property taxes. You don't just get to go out on a press conference and say the whole past 3 months isn't true. Are you kidding me? I've praised them. Ask Danny Perez if he feels like he's the Speaker of the House. Ask Danny Perez if he feels like he's been praised for the work they've done on property taxes or anything. Oh my God. What in the, okay. But he continues.
Senate, it wasn't that they're dragging their feet. They've just been working with us to get something that people will find meaningful.
Wait, okay. The Senate has done nothing. You have done nothing. It's been a year you've been grandstanding about property tax reform. And then when asked repeatedly, what's the plan? No plan. What do you think about what the House is doing? Well, they're not serious. They're not. This is all just a dog and pony show. They're trying to put a poison pill in there. They don't want it to pass. Sir, what? world, what alternate universe are you living in? All right, back to the beginning of this one.
Senate, it wasn't that they're dragging their feet. They've just been working with us to get something that people will find meaningful on the ballot. But you got to get the votes to do it, and you got to make sure that you have all that lined up. That's just the first step. Then, obviously, the voters have to vote on it in November to be able to do it.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, duh. But you've been working with the Senate. What's the work product, sir? What is the grand, great, wonderful DeSantis plan that you still don't have or haven't said? Okay, but again, he continues.
We never anticipated this being done during the regular session.
Oh, my God. Okay, so the definition of gaslighting is when you try to make people believe that everything they know about reality is wrong or distorted, or that their memory is wrong, or they're being ridiculous, or we never thought this would happen in regular session anyway. When did you say that? I was watching this yesterday thinking, I feel like I have to say it every time. I like DeSantis. I have always supported him. But in the last year, I just don't even know what to say. This is insane. I mean, this is the most false series of comments I can even imagine. Well, we never even expected it to pass in regular session. What?
We never anticipated this being done during the regular session. You didn't hear me pushing for it during the regular session. And people say, well, I'll just do it now. It's going to go on the ballot in November. If I could do it on a ballot in May, I would do it. But that's not the way it works. We don't have the votes to be able to do a special election on this. So you're going to have to do it in November.
What he means is, I presume, is that they don't have the votes in the Senate to call a special election now. Soon, you know, like in a month, instead of just waiting for the general. And that was never an issue. I don't even know where that comes from. I don't know anybody who's pushing for us to have a special election for it. It was always thought that it would be in November. Like I said, he's done so many good things, and he has also done so many just what planet are you living on kind of things. Like, here's a good example. So he said all of that craziness about property taxes, where just about every sentence he said was either false or I just can't reconcile with any reality that I have lived in for the last year. And then he said this about AI Bill of Rights.
I will tell you, these big tech companies are the wealthiest, most powerful companies in the history of the world. You look at their market cap, they're $4 trillion, $5 trillion companies, the Magnificent Seven. A lot of the people that are involved in those companies are giddy that AI is going to take over the world, they say. Not in this state, it's not. We are not going to let AI displace our primary roles as citizens and as human beings. And you got to have a framework so that this is channeled in a way that's going to enhance the human experience, not supplant it.
Hey, I agree with all 37 seconds of that sound clip. Every single piece of it. Good, right, wonderful. Do that. The property tax thing, it was just absolute crazy time. Now, there was another part of this press conference that got attention, and it's fairly entertaining. So, you know, there's been this redistricting fight, right? You know, some Democrat states, most notably Illinois, is the most egregious example. How do I know? Because I live there, and you've all seen the maps, at least you should have by now, that Illinois egregiously gerrymandered their state to favor Democrats in Congress. Then Texas had the audacity to say, well, you know, we'll do this too. And then a bunch of Democrat states said, well, we'll do it in retaliation. And then Virginia most recently passed a ridiculous map where they moved from being somewhat evenly split to having, you know, one Republican district. Now, all along, Florida has said, because we're going to have to do redistricting too, and because our maps have been in contention ever since. Maps are always in contest, and they go to the courts, and we're waiting on the Supreme Court to make a ruling that has to do with civil rights litigation and how many black districts you do or don't have to have. It's a lot, but we're going to have to do redistricting, okay? And we're waiting for the Supreme Court on this. But kind of what the Florida has said is, well, you know, if Democrats are going to do it this way, well, you know, we're just going to do it our way, and we're going to do the same thing that y'all are doing. So Hakeem Jeffries, who is the minority leader in the House, has said, you know, okay, Florida, if you're going to do all of that, well, you better watch out because, you know, well, here's what he said.
Our message to Florida Republicans is F around and find out.
Boy, there's nothing tougher than saying F when you mean something else.
If they go down the road of a DeSantis dummy-mander, the Florida Republicans are going to find themselves in the same situation as Texas Republicans who are on the run right now. And under no circumstances are Texas Republicans picking up five seats. They'll be fortunate if they get two or three. While in California, we are going to get all five. The Republicans are dummy-mandering their way into the minority before a single vote is cast because they started this war and we're going to finish it. The electoral tide is turning in Florida.
Dummy-mandering. If you say it twice, it's even more poignant or, you know, less poignant. All right, so then... then you have Governor DeSantis responding to the... F around and find out. We're going to come to Florida. We're going to campaign. We're going to show you what's what.
The other thing I'll say is, you know, I heard this guy Jeffries popping off in Washington about Florida. He wants to be Speaker of the House, and he's kind of like, you know, more liberal than Pelosi and all this other stuff from New York City. I just want to know, I just, oh, Florida, we're going to go after Florida. Please be my guest. I will pay for you to come down to Florida and campaign. I'll put you up in the Florida governor's mansion. We'll take you fishing. We'll do all this stuff. There's nothing that could be better for Republicans in Florida than to see Jeffries, Hakeem Jeffries, everywhere around this state. Voters will not like what they see. They will not want that type of ideology. And so the door is open. The invitation's out there. I don't think there'd be anything better for the Republican Party of Florida but to have Jeffries there.
I love it. I'll put you up in the governor's mansion. I will pay for your hotel. Please come campaign in our state and help there be an even bigger red tide next time around. Now, it is kind of weird that he starts off by this Jeffries guy.
The other thing I'll say is, you know, I heard this guy Jeffries popping off.
I mean, they were in Congress at the same time for like 5 years. They both started in 2013. DeSantis left in 2018 to, you know, come be governor, and Hakeem Jeffries has stuck around. So I don't know. It's just kind of a weird way to talk about somebody that I assume he's had conversations with and knows because they served together. He's acting like, ah, who is this guy? I never heard of him. He's some newcomer. Bro, you entered Congress in the same year. Anyway.
I kind of feel bad for the guy because he's as left as they come. He's always going left. And yet the far left hates him. You know, they call him a dollar store Obama. They call him AIPAC Shakur, all these different derogatory names that they do. And so he's tried to ingratiate himself with there, but they're just not drinking the Kool-Aid. And so they give him a hard time. So I kind of feel bad for that. But please be my guest to come down in Florida. We would love to have you. And
I just don't know where we are. The world is so weird. 437-1620. Happy Thursday. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you have a company, you have employees, you have to deal with insurance like health and dental and vision and life and disability and, you know, payroll and managing HR. And, you know, these are good problems to have because it means you have employees, you know, have a, you know, growing company and you got to take care of people. You got to, you know, attract them and retain them. Right. And you want to do well by your employees, which means, you know, good services at low cost, ideally. And you might be wondering, am I doing it the best way? And, it's not the stuff you like to do. It's not why you got into business, but it is the byproduct of doing well in business. So give Torgerson Consulting a call. They can come look at what you're doing and see if there's a way to maybe do it better or cheaper or, and, you know, I can't promise, but could be both. I know when they took over here at News Radio and Cat Country for our health and insurance benefits, you know, about 5 years ago, actually 5 years ago, we got better plans, we got options, and we got better customer service. So for us, for me, from my perspective, it did get cheaper and better. And also the customer service has been fantastic. So I personally recommend them. They're fantastic. More than 20 years helping local businesses manage all this stuff. Give them a call today for a no-obligation review of what you're doing, 433-9996, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
Nothing says
happy birthday
like an ice-cold Coca-Cola. So to celebrate America's 250th, drink in the fireworks, share bubbly hellos, and embrace every fizzy feeling with the refreshing taste of an American classic. This summer, pick up a Coca-Cola at your favorite retailer. Happy 250th birthday, America.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Ta-da!
What is that?
That's my Nintendo from when I was a kid.
It looks like Tupperware.
Tupperware?
Good morning, 526 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John Phelan is out as Secretary of the Navy. What? Why? We don't know. Just, that's it. You know, Trump fires a lot of people. I don't know what to tell you. I wish I could explain it. You know, we're in the middle of a war. We're successfully blockading the Strait of Hormuz. The Navy seems to be doing a lot of fantastic things. And so naturally, it's time to fire the Navy Secretary. I don't know. You wanted a tumultuous president. You got one. That's... I voted for him too, you know. Some people like the fact that it's just always chaos, and it is largely always chaos. This was very interesting. I was reading, I don't think I have enough time to do this before the end of the hour, end of the half hour. There was a woman had done some research on what makes the most addictive form of technology so addictive. And you might say, oh, phones. No, video poker. And, like, you know, when you play the slots, basically, video slots or whatever, at the, you know, at the casino. And for, like, 10 or 15 years, she was studying this stuff just to try to understand how it works. Because it's ridiculous, some of the things that people will do. And they will sit there and, you know, they take, like, PSAC so that they can go and just keep playing and the addictive level of it. And people just are so engaged in it for hours and 24 hours and 48 hours at a time. It's crazy. Okay. So the casino industry has really developed the video slot machines, you know, so that they are incredibly addictive and engaging and people just can't stop playing them. So she uncovered 4 key technologies, according to her, over the, you know, about 15 years of research, that she thought were the defining characteristics of the video slots, and this is what made them work. Number one is solitude. When the relationship is just between you and the machine, so you're not doing it with people, among people, you're just doing it with the machine, that it removes the social cue needed for you to stop. There's nothing to remind you that, hey, there's the rest of the world out there. Okay? So that's number one. There's, you know, nothing to encourage you to stop. Number two, bottomlessness. So you just keep going and going and going. And for, if you've ever played these slot machines, video poker, whatever, you know that they just, go and you go and you go and you go, keep and keep and keep and keep. And obviously the application of some of this stuff is to social media platforms and kids, right? Okay, so kids are on their phone by themselves, no social cues or the ability to block them out. So nothing to teach you to stop. bottomless, the scroll, right, just keeps refreshing and refreshing and refreshing. You keep going and going and going. Speed. She says the faster people play the slots, the faster the slots are able to function, the more complicated and engaging they are, the longer people gamble. Same thing with social media. The faster you can scroll, the more things you can see, the more you can watch, right? You kind of merge with the screen and do it automatically, almost weirdly autonomously, right? By the way, this is somewhat a byproduct of having high internet speeds, because if you don't have high internet speeds, you can't move through the material that quickly. So really, really fast internet is facilitating app and so and phone addiction, okay? And then the fourth one, this one was the most surprising to me, is frustration. Disappointment. She says teasing or giving you what you almost want. She says they're really, really good, that because the game of poker is to get you to keep playing so that you keep spending, right? And not that you're always losing. You got to win enough to make it worth your while. But over the long haul, if you play a lot, you eventually lose a lot. And on social media, it's the same way. The idea is to keep you just a little bit satisfied, but also a little bit frustrated that the content isn't what you want, that the videos aren't quite what you want, that the posts aren't quite what you want. So you keep looking. You keep getting just enough satisfaction, but also enough frustration that you keep playing. So if you ever feel like the algorithm isn't rewarding you with what you would pick for yourself, that's a feature, not a bug, to facilitate addiction.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Lawmakers in the Senate passed a budget plan for ICE and Border Patrol early this morning.
This vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 48, and the concurrent resolution, as amended, is agreed to.
The bill passing over stiff resistance from Democrats and now goes to the House. This is a move to reopen the Department of Homeland Security. Remember, it's been shut down since mid-February. President Trump plays the role of timekeeper, saying there's no rush to end the military action against Iran and the U.S. naval blockade remains in place, with the president telling Fox he wants a good deal for the American people.
The fact that they cannot send a unified message yet, which is why the president decided to extend the ceasefire, just shows how effective Operation Epic Fury truly was.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt on Fox is the story. And the White House in talks with a $500 million lifeline to budget airline Spirit. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 61 degrees right now. Clear skies this morning, and we'll get a look at our forecast with Brooke Richardson. That's up in just a few minutes. North Carolina man allegedly planning a mass shooting at a large Louisiana festival was arrested at a hotel in Destin. Federal authorities tipped off the Okaloosa Sheriff's Office, and deputies were able to locate that man and take him into custody as a fugitive from justice. The suspect's name has not been released. He was extradited, or will be extradited, that is, to Louisiana to face charges. A water reclamation project at Pensacola Beach has hit an unexpected problem and is being paused until the fall. ECUA crews working on phase two of the project ran into groundwater while boring an underground pipe, forcing a halt to the construction. Santa Rosa Island Authority says that crews plan to regroup and return in November with hopes of finishing the project before the next beach season. All equipment is expected to be cleared from the site before Memorial Day weekend. Santa Rosa County Commissioners are set to finalize ballot language for the renewal of the county's half-cent sales tax today. County Administrator Brad Baker says polling shows voters want more than just roads. He says that one thing critics of the project may not realize is that the commission can adjust how the money is divided without changing the ballot language.
There's nothing in here that says that this can't be the board, if it's approved by the voters, can't use 100% of it for roads.
Gotcha.
It just allows it to be used for this other stuff as well, which the polling data says the people won't.
And Baker says that the tax has historically funded public safety, such as fire trucks, sheriff's equipment, and drainage projects, as well as ADA park improvements in addition to roads. Commissioners vote today on the final ballot language. The current tax expires at the end of the year. Well, a Florida-based airline may be receiving a financial lifeline from the federal government. Multiple reports say the Trump administration is close to a rescue deal for Spirit Airlines. The discount airline is facing the risk of liquidation. Yesterday, President Trump told CNBC he'd like to see somebody buy Spirit and said the airline employs 14,000 people. Well, changes are coming in Century. The water biz is different. The story from News Radio's Chris Bryan.
Changes coming to the town of Century. It has terminated its contract with Clearwater Solutions. That's the company managing the town's drinking water and wastewater services. Century now has transitioned to a consultant and a full-time employee. This week, the council voted to approve consultant and operator contracts with Alan Fowler, former area manager for Clearwater, and Clemente Brooks as a full-time water and wastewater operator. Chris Bryant, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We will see a small chance of rain this afternoon, 20% chance overall, otherwise partly cloudy skies, high near 79 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67. For Friday, partly cloudy skies, 30% chance of rain, high near 79. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 68. Heading into Saturday, partly cloudy skies, 40% chance of some showers and thunderstorms, high near 81. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 68. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And we've got 60 degrees right now with clear skies. Your next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Nicole Murray with your money now. Microsoft has announced an $18 billion investment into Australia's digital infrastructure, which will see the technology giant partnering with Canberra on initiatives spanning cybersecurity, workforce upskilling, and artificial intelligence. Microsoft said it would expand adoption of its Azure cloud computing infrastructure in the country by more than 140% by the end of 2029. SK Hynix posted higher earnings as AI demand lifted memory prices, but revenue missed forecasts. AI demand and HBM leadership drove pricing and profitability. Company leadership says chip shortages may persist to 2030 due to slow capacity expansion. IBM surpassed consensus on the top and bottom lines with 9% revenue growth. The company reiterated full-year guidance. The hardware, software, and infrastructure provider bought data streaming software maker Confluent near the end of the quarter. Futures are moderately lower following another record-setting day for the NASDAQ and the S&P 500. That's your money now.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbary Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbary Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what keeps most people up at night?
It's not politics.
It's money. Dave Ramsey helps you take control of it, one decision at a time. Real callers, real situations, and straight talk about getting out of debt, building wealth, and finally telling your money where to go.
Where to go.
Instead of wondering where it went.
Where it went.
Dave Ramsey, weeknights 7 to 10 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Happy Wednesday. It is therefore time to talk to Mayor D.C. Reeves, as we do every Wednesday. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, sir. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. First thing, just because I'll forget to get to it, and I think it's such a cool story, but obviously you and I talked last week. You had gone out to L.A. to watch Keela Richardson perform, as she always does, to slay. But there's an additional note about her now that she's into the top seven officially. You've taken a phone call from the producers of American Idol. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We've had one with our staff late last week, and then I actually have a call with them this afternoon just on the potential that, as American Idol does every year, if you make the top three to make the finals, that they actually, between the top three being picked and the final itself, they do a homecoming week where they do a parade and a show and all of that for each of those three. So that it looks like if it happens, and, you know, of course, I'm not biased or anything, but I think right. she's the best in there. I think she'll make the top three. They would have one here probably in that first week of May. So you know, lots of planning and production and TV cameras and all that stuff that have to go into something like that. So understandably, you know, ABC's already kind of, and American Idol's already, you know, working through those scenarios. So looking forward to talking with them. And the second that I have a potential date, you know, of course, we'd love to have everybody come out. So we'll share that when we can.
Oh, man, I love it. That's just fun. And you're right. I mean, you know, we're at seven. Down to three is a big jump. But certainly she's demonstrated a very good likelihood that she would make it to that point. And that would be very, very cool. I love being able to – that was one of the things that I fell in love with about Pensacola when we first moved here is I remember watching the news on Channel 3, and they were talking about the NFL scores, and they were talking about Josh Sitton this and right. You know, who's the quarterback for the Seahawks that's now retired? But, you know, like, that's from here. Anyway, you know, we talk about J.J. Or Devin Witherspoon, and we talk about Emmitt Smith,
Baldwin,
and we talk about
– you know, was there.
Yeah, yeah, like, I love that.
I was a reporter at the News Journal. I think we had, at one point, I think we had 19 NFL players, and USA Today did an article that was, like, the most NFL players per capita in every city in the United States. We were, like, number nine, you know, with, like – like with Miami, it's like Miami, Atlanta, Pensacola, Florida. You know,
that's kinda wild,
kind of crazy.
And yeah. Then I mean, like Addison Russell and the Cubs, even though it was the Cubs, you right. know, like that's just, I don't know. I love that kind of stuff. Very cool. Let's move on to some of the other stuff that's been taking place. One thing I just wasn't clear about this is the Roger Scott pool going to be closed for the season because of the bathroom thing?
Yeah, it is. The limitations. It's not that it physically couldn't be open, but it would only be open for maybe a few weeks. And we just felt like that wasn't
at the end.
We'd rather just go ahead and get this project going, yeah, versus getting all of the startup costs of getting the pools ready to go. I don't know that would be fiscally responsible. But, you know, as you know, this is a problem that preceded me,
right.
well preceded me. Actually, this is 5-6 years in the making. You recall, you know, we basically, you know, Councilman Moore and I really, you know, we got this bid back for $1 million for pool bathrooms and kind of were flabbergasted by that. And so that, of course, we were successful. We came back, and actually now the price is $670,000. So that's a big taxpayer savings of about $330,000 compared to what we were going to go to bid for. But nonetheless, value engineering takes time and takes inconvenience. And so, you know, you can't have it all we save money. And I think that's the net positive here. But that also means that we had to go value engineer and spend several more months doing that. And so, unfortunately, yes. But of course we do have Hunter Pool, and I do point out, you know, for a city our size with our square mileage, it is not, you know, having two city pools, it puts us above average, certainly. So we are not behind in terms of pool capacity.
I have also heard that there is another opportunity for swimming locally that's not at either of the public pools. Have you heard about this thing, the Gulf of Mexico?
There's that big pool out there. You're right.
There are other opportunities, you know. And if you don't like the waves on that side, there's another side as well. Anyway, and John's not here to say Gulf of America, but I'll say it on his behalf. The Bay Center meeting was – I was super surprised at how productive this was. Basically, consensus, we're going to renovate the Bay Center, $71 million. We're going to build a second building, $86 million for the, you know, sports and, you know, flex space and some small conventions. What you seem to be indicating, and you and I talked about this before, but that the city can do the parking side at $40,000 to $45,000 a space. I mean, that's a, what, $20, $30 million project, which you will not get all your money back on, but that's the slice that you guys are thinking about?
Yeah, listen, I think if I'm going to oversimplify this, I think that that the financial participation of the different aspects of this project should be tied most primarily to the recipient of the dollars when it's done. And so meaning the bed tax that is going to be the main recipient of these facilities should be the one paying for the facilities, right? And that just makes more sense. And that's certainly what the county's in charge of. But my point was is, hey, if we want to involve the Grand Hotel, if we want to involve property that is in the CRA that's not on Bay Center property, well, then it makes a lot of sense to approach the CRA board about that. Parking makes a lot of sense because we have a mechanism of which to get some type of return. And you're absolutely right, and I should have made that clarification during the meeting. When I say a return, that doesn't mean we're going to pay off a $30 million parking garage in 5 years. So don't get me wrong. But at least there's some capability to do that. But for example, if the CRA or parking or the city itself was putting in funds to an arena, the city would put in funds, and then the recipient, the return on that investment is going directly to another fund that the city doesn't control. I just don't think that makes a lot of sense. So that's all I'm saying is kind of right sizing and you know, fitting the investments to the potential at least return to get a fractional return. You know. And again, you're absolutely right. A parking garage will take a long time to see a full return on, but at least you're seeing some return. And it's something that we already have an office, a department, and it handles parking, all of those things. It just makes a little more natural sense.
And this interview with Mayor D.C. Reeves is brought to you by Lambert Transfer and Storage. Choose the team with a legacy. Lambert Moving Systems. Visit GoLambertTeam.com. Back to Mayor D.C. Reeves. Mr. Mayor, I just want to button this up for a second because I know sometimes it's hard to – my job is to keep track of all this stuff, but part of my job, therefore, is I feel like I want to help everybody else keep track of this stuff. We are still talking about a parking structure of some kind down by the ferry, and, of course, the Reverb project would include a parking structure built in there as well. Is that – so we're, like, at this point talking about – 5 years from now, three possibly new big parking structures in the area, some city, some not city?
That's right. You know, this is my favorite subject to talk about.
I know it is.
No, I'm just kidding. Yes. But remember, it's kind of like we're loading up three different scenarios that are still what-if scenarios.
Yeah.
At least two of them, right? I mean, the Hard Rock, as you've seen in the news, we got some things to work out there. And remember, that parking structure that's being discussed at Maritime has nothing to do with the Hard Rock. That would actually be the next project that's probably even more vague at this point. So we got to see what happens there. Bay Center, obviously, again, I agree with you. I'm very thrilled with the progress that we had and certainly surpassed my expectations that of moving that forward. And then, listen, I think there's even a variable at the ferry landing. I think we need parking structures and infrastructure downtown to anticipate all this growth that we're seeing. But remember, the Burdon project is going to be very involved. And so the size and volume of those spaces, and also who's investing in that parking garage, the federal government, Burdon, et cetera, is going to play a big role in what that may look like. And so I can tell you from 20 years ago, there was already a plan surmised to actually have a catwalk that goes over the train tracks over to the port to be able to support port jobs. So you got to throw that into the gumbo here, too, is that now we're talking behind the Holiday Inn and Beggs and Lane and, well, the old Beggs and Lane, Phelps now,
yep.
Right there at the ferry landing, that not only be public parking infrastructure, but to support which looks like is going to be our largest employer inside the city limits long term. So anyway, there's still some variability to all three of those and which fires out of a launcher first. We'll see. But absolutely, I think all three of them are still in play in some way.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to sound stupid for asking because I just don't remember. But just because you mentioned that parking structure and you got me thinking about mm-hmm. that location, I just can't remember. The New World Landing rebuild, is that already ongoing? I just haven't seen it recently. Is there any way that could be tied in with the, like, convention center concept if it were to be located there instead of at the Bay Center? Just tell me how stupid I am for asking the question. I just can't remember.
Not stupid. You're the media. I can never say something like that. Of course, it's New World Landing. It's still that project, the Tempo by Hilton, if you remember, is going to be built there. They were getting through some DEP issues. Remember, all of those parking lot areas have some environmental because it was old port property. You know, they had some old tanks and all that. So those things always take a long time. But that is still moving. The problem is there's not enough acreage down there. It looks like a big parking lot there at the ferry, but there's not enough acreage to go put a big structure, like a convention center or something like that down there.
Okay, I got it. That helps me clarify, so I appreciate that. You mentioned it, but I wanted to talk, of course, about the Hard Rock Reverb. CRA announced, or the lawyers or the accountants, essentially the city says, you're asking us for more tax rebates than we can predict we will ever collect. Therefore, we just can't accept this proposal. It's not a rejection of the project, and it's not even really a negotiation. It's just, you know, hey, there's money beyond which we cannot rebate you. Therefore, let's go back to the table and talk about this, right?
That's exactly right. It's to eliminate confusion. The confusion would be because I came out and said, I can't support off the cuff, you know, of this 350-page application, a abatement of that size, which I still maintain.
And even you said, and can't yet support. It's not can't. It's just I need to know more about why this benefits us. Right. Go ahead.
That's correct. Yeah, this does not mean the project's over. Doesn't mean our conversation's over. As a matter of fact, I've got a meeting with Harold Dawson and the principal group, I believe, sometime this week, again, to discuss this. So we will still discuss it. But to be clear, we did not. It would have been disingenuous of the city of Pensacola to say, hey, per the ARA application rules, you now have to fund a detailed study to assess your request. The fact that we would make them do that and make them pay for that and then just come back and say, oh, by the way, none of these numbers add up and you're asking for money we can't give you, that'd be pretty disingenuous. So let's go ahead and tell them right now before they spend money and time on a further detailed analysis that's going to be required. Let's just say, hey, try again. Let's get our numbers right and ask for whatever you'd like. I may agree with it or disagree with it, but at this point, it's basically an invalid application and that they need to go tweak it and refine it so we can actually give it further analysis. It is really the point that we were making with them. So I expect they'll do that. And what I hope is when you combine that and maybe some opinion from the administration on what might be palatable, that we get to something a little more realistic.
And so what you're looking for from them is a revised one that the attorneys basically say, yes, this is allowed. But also from a philosophical or a policy standpoint, makes sense to you that you can become an advocate for, which both checkboxes need to happen. And that makes sense. And by the way, for people who care about the details, you correct me if I get any of this wrong, but part of it is that the CRA is not scheduled to last long enough to cover 20 years, even though it get renewed. Part of it is the valuation of the property, and therefore that bakes into how much money you'd be rebating. You can't promise to pay back taxes more than you'd be able to collect because of the ad valorem. I thought there was also a question in the press conference about whether there's some school board money involved here, but I didn't see that. Because you obviously the city cannot promise an E-date on school board money. That doesn't even make any sense. But was that part of this at all?
Yeah, there was some confusion as the quote unquote double dipping of wanting abatement for Live Local and then kind of double counting that as well in the calculation of what they're asking for.
Okay.
So it's kind of clerical, logistical things. But you hit it exactly correct. There's really two checkboxes that need to be handled here. One is, can we even get behind supporting an abatement of whatever severity you're going to ask for is one. And two is, before we even get there, let's make sure that whatever you're asking for can be legally requested at this point.
Right.
And it's something that fits into the realm of even entertainment. And then we go from there.
And of course, tomorrow night, we're going to have the big cardboard ordinance, which you explained very in detail. I talked about on the show earlier as a $15 fee for collecting what is currently a free thing, as long as you schedule it. Charles Baer is bringing that. So I'm sure hearing about flying cardboard boxes might be interesting. American Magic, big success there with the announcement of their contract to help build the sail for these massive 170-foot-long drones being built up in Wisconsin. Just all kinds of cool stuff going on. We always like to end with a lightning round or quick questions. First one is, if I force you to give up either pizza, tacos, or hamburgers, which one are you giving up?
Oh, man.
I know.
That's going to be a tough one.
I know. I ask the hard-hitting questions.
Honestly,
I know.
I never thought I would live to see this day. Of those three, I'd probably say hamburgers, which just feels so un-American.
I know.
Too much pizza and tacos around here. I feel like it'd be sacrificing for my family too much on the first two.
And I feel the same way. Like, I can't believe I'd say burgers, but that would have been my choice as well. You can similar question. You can only keep one TV cable satellite channel, and don't say Netflix or something like that, but, you know, like, pick a particular channel. Which one are you keeping?
I mean, I guess it's got to be ESPN. I mean, I just, that would have been my answer for the last 38 years. So,
that's a sports guy.
Know, I mean, now there's too much sports on too many other channels, so it may not be as valuable.
That's
but,
true as well.
Yeah, I think I got to.
President Trump read a passage of the Bible from 2 Corinthians last night. Who would be your preferred celebrity or non-celebrity voice to read the Bible for you to listen to it that would be the most interesting in your mind?
Oh, well, I thought you meant interesting or like soothing. I was like, is this like a Morgan Freeman question or, you know, who would read it at my eulogy? Like what sounds the best?
I don't know. Anybody come other, Morgan Freeman's a pretty easy answer. He's played God so many times. Any other?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's, you know, that's a safe centrist political choice. I think I would take Morgan Freeman.
The political answer in an election year cracks me up. All right, D.C. Reeves, he is the mayor of Pensacola, as always, D.C. Thank you so much for the time. We look forward to the meeting tomorrow night and talking to you next week.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. 5:54 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you are thinking about your next vehicle or, I think a lot of people kind of putting off thinking about it because, you know, it's a hassle to try to go figure it out. The current car you've got might not be too awful, cost you too much, be too disappointing, and it's the car you've known. And you feel a little bit of dread about trying to figure it out, and maybe it's going to cost more money to go get a different car, and then you got to deal with the salespeople in the car place, right? I mean, all of the things that keep you from acting on the knowledge that it really is time to move on. Well, trust me and go try Frontier. Just go try it. Just go look at the lot. If you want to talk to them, great. If you don't want to talk to them, say, hey, I'm just here to look at the cars, man. Leave me alone. And they'll probably look at you a little weird, but like, all right, fine. No big deal. And then you can drive a bunch of them. You can sit in a bunch of them. You can compare out of the 300 different cars they have on the lot side by side, a whole bunch of different sedans, a whole bunch of different trucks, a whole bunch of different minivans, whatever you're looking for. I recommend that you include like one thing out of your category just for fun, you know, just to be a little bit weird. You might discover you really like Jeeps. You might discover you really, that's why you don't want one. But I don't know. You don't just think of it as something fun you can do, but go look and find out that a place can be different. And then you have enough information to decide, well, what do I need to do? That's it. Just start. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida today at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
In every emergency, before help arrives on scene, a calm, steady voice is already at work. 911 dispatchers in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties are the first responders, answering calls, asking the right questions, and sending help in seconds when every moment counts. During National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week, thank these unseen heroes who work around the clock to keep our Escambia and Santa Rosa County families and neighborhoods safe.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Nicole Stacy, Vice President of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get tips on the Blue Angels, beaches, festivals, and all things fun. You don't want to miss it.
Thing too that I love about where we live and our beaches is that they're family beaches.
Tomorrow at 9, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
In spite of all his imperfections, I'm a fan of man! I'm a humanist. Maybe the last humanist.
So because I'm not on TikTok, deliberately, not on TikTok, I feel like I miss out on some of the, I don't know, raging stupidity. And currently, the current raging stupidity is apparently not just on TikTok, but it's just extra on TikTok, is that a lot of the influencers, even some of the so-called MAGA health advocate influencers, are out there saying that we've discovered a new fantastic solution for, you know, being more alert and male vitality and cognitive function and fending off Alzheimer's. What is it? Nicotine! I'm not joking. There are people, including, I guess, Jillian Michaels, who are on there saying, yeah, nicotine's great. So people are going to stores and buying, like, the nicotine patch that's supposed to help you get off of cigarettes and using it as a hit for nicotine. You know, the way you might use a Red Bull or, you know, a cup of coffee. Or in the old days, you know, a cigarette as a stimulant for doing better. Maybe not great health advice.
Vocal Talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on.